Sure doesn't help it. But what if I can't help but see what's out there? I don't want to go through life with blinders. We don't want that either. We want you to see. And we want you to decide. We want you to conclude. We want you to see what you don't want, which causes you to know what you do want. We just want you to turn your undivided attention toward what you do want. We just want you to train yourself, to tone yourself into vibrational alignment with the solution-oriented being that you are. And when you have had the privilege of exploring the world as you have and seeing the possibilities, and from it, you have conjured your version of this wonderful world. And now you train yourself into vibrational alignment with it. You open a vortex. And the now generations benefit by the light that you shed upon the problem, you see. You can tell if you are focused upon the upstream problem or the downstream solution. And part of the reason that there are so many problem-oriented beings is because the problem is what gets the solution in motion. And you like the feeling of the energy of that. But you all know too much. You can never remain fixated on the problem and ever be in vibrational alignment with who you are. You must be solution-oriented. Your streams are moving too fast, and you have awareness of them, and you know what the emotion within you means. In other words, you are on the downstream cycle, and it is an eternal cycle of well-being, you see. Not one of you, from your broader non-physical perspective, ever sees anything that happens on your planet as wrong or bad or immoral or broken. None of it. Because all of you understand that it's part of the process for the expansion. And some of you say, but Abraham, what about those who are in the tortured moment of the discomfort? And we say, we know that you do not want that for yourself or for them. But we promise you, adding your torture to their torture does not make less torture. You must find a way of letting go of the chain of pain. And the only way we know of to let go of the chain of pain is to ignore it. And the only way we know to ignore pain is to look for joy. So that is the cycle in which you were born. That was the determination that you had. And a group of people not larger than this, a group of people much smaller than this, could gather together and make downstream statements and train themselves into views of the world that feel good while you think about them, even if you are a diverse crowd who are on different sides of the discussion on different subjects of debate. You don't have to agree with each other. You just have to come into alignment with what you see as the solution. So, anyone up for that? Begin with you. So make statements about the world from wherever you are. Doesn't matter if they're upstream or downstream. We'll help you turn them around and we'll get some momentum going. And it's not that we are creating the world. In other words, it isn't as if we are taking the responsibility of changing the tides. It is that we are coming into alignment with you, are coming into alignment with that which we are. You are coming in alignment with that which you really are. You are coming into alignment with your vision of what you are wanting. And it will be fun to watch the evidence of this little bit of work that we will do together. So worldview, talk about it, and let's see if we can align with what you want rather than with what you are seeing.
You want me to?
Begin. Just jump in anywhere. In other words, don't feel like that. We can feel this feeling of responsibility coming over you. In other words, it's like me now about that, all of that. And we say, all we're asking you to do is to pick some subject that's been bothering you and let's talk about it. Let's talk it into not bothering you. That's the work.
Well, one thing that does bother me is war. The fact that we have to have war. So what I was thinking, if I want to be downstream, instead of hating war, could I love peace? And would that make
you
a difference?
You could, and that's quite a jump. So let's play with this a little bit and see what happens. So I hate war because innocent